Let's start things off with Trampled by Turtles on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Sitting in an empty room while the lights outside but I can't get out of bed. I lay here every morning, the temptation to get things rolling weighs in again, but it's easier to hide and stare. It's so overwhelming to be on the edge of something.
Safely quarantined. Perfect yard was my work of art, studying uninterrupted green. Till uninvited you came by, brandishing your yellow smile, drifted in and wouldn't go away. Had a party on my lawn, making all the neighbors talk, and hung around like you were gonna stay. Like you were gonna stay. I cursed and swore, prepared for war, madly engineering your demise. Then headed for the garden store to buy my ammunition and supplies. To protect the innocent, my first attack was limited. Precision-guided missiles hit you hard. But you came back a second time, laughing with your yellow eyes. So I carpet bombed the hole. Yard. Oh, but sometimes you have to stand, and sometimes you have to fight. Nature's on your land, doesn't have a right. So put up your dues. It's me or you, dandelion. Claim that victory was near. I did not foresee your insurgency. Now you have been tormenting me for years. And I'm inclined to think these days you'll be growing on my grave, which I will still be trying to defend. Because this is not a happy tale. I may have, you're the whale, and I remember how that story. Sometimes you
dandelion.
Was Amanda Standalone off her most recent album called Trouble, and that's the title track off that album. We had Peter Mayer before that with Dandelion, Alison Scott, Almost, That's the name of the song. And then Trampled by Turtles started things off with their song The Middle off their new album.
We just heard from Amanda Standalone.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear from her again.
Yes, we are going to talk to her. We're going to play one more song, and then we'll talk to her and get some information from her. She's going to be in Bagley this weekend, so that will be fun. She's going to be at Farm by the Lake at 4 o'clock. I know that's a free concert, and you just bring your own lawn chairs and enjoy the show there at Bagley. Here's Miss Myra and the Moonshiners. Miss Myra and the Moonshiners off their Sunday Sinnin' EP. Ah, that's some fun music for you on a Friday afternoon on Center Stage, Minnesota. I'm Brett Carter with Maggie Montgomery.
Good afternoon, Brett.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here with me today. Well, Amanda Standalone is an award-winning singer-songwriter playing Americana folk blues music. She plays lots of instruments from washtub bass to piano. And when she's not performing solo, Amanda's part of a Moorhead-based band, Amanda Standalone and the Pastry Shop Girls. And if you like jug bands and a little punk rock mixed in, you're going to enjoy seeing Amanda Standalone this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Farm by the Lake in Bagley, where it's free and open to the public. Amanda Standalone joins us on Center Stage Minnesota. Hi there, Amanda.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I saw on your Facebook page today that you are excited to be rocking at Rural this weekend. What's the difference between between coming to northern Minnesota and Bagley and comparing that to the Warming House or Palmer's Bar in the cities?
You get paid.
Wow, that's good.
Well, that's a good thing. And usually I find that there's like a listening audience. The Warming House is a little different because that's a listening room. But as far as crowds go, I seem to find more things that are like built-in audiences, and it seems like people are more interested in listening than, you know, hanging out and drinking and whatever. But I mean, you can find that anywhere. But
sure.
it's nice to have a listening audience and a little more, attentive, because I feel like a lot of my music has more to do with the lyrics than it does anything else.
Yeah, you do a lot of interesting songs. We just played the song Trouble off your most recent album, and when I was doing research, I saw you do a cover version of Stand By Me, and it's just you and washtub bass. I didn't even know that you could make a washtub bass be that accurate in its tuning. How did you do that?
Well, I started playing that when I was 17. We have a thing in the Minneapolis called the Battle of the Jug Bands. And when I was really young, I got invited by a woman named Sin Collins. She has a radio show actually up here too, to be in her jug band, because it's kind of a community event. And so we had to construct this instrument, and then I ended up playing it. And then I started just kind of figuring it out that you could actually get kind of tones out of it. And it depends on which kind of string you use a little bit, and there's a few other things, but most of the time it's a pretty simple construction. But if you I call it, like, the closest equivalent would be a string trombone.
Oh.
So it's like you have a slide, and you're always just sliding into the note, and so you just have to get kind of you have to understand what intervallically more than like a, you know, if somebody gave me an A, I wouldn't be able to play it without hearing it.
Right. Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Any sense.
Yeah, it sure does, because I'm sure that's kind of a dramatic thing, since there are no frets, no anything.
Nothing really guiding you. It's really just about the feel.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't know, it just developed a sensitivity to it or something, I guess.
Amanda, you play several other instruments besides the washtub bass. What are some of those instruments, and what makes them fun for you?
Well, I play guitar, and that's my favorite because it's really relaxing, and I really like finger picking, and so that's really fun. I do play fiddle. I have been kind of straying away from a lot of my auxiliary instruments, but I'm trying to find people to play with and stuff, because it's just kind of hard with a solo act to kind of incorporate them. Like, playing and singing with a fiddle is very difficult. I also play accordion, and the problem I have right now is that my accordion, like, it's made for a really large German guy or something, because it's just it's so huge, and so I need to kind of downsize that one. And then I think with the strings, especially like the fiddle, I just love playing fiddle tunes and old time music, and I kind of like that old traditional stuff and the like oral tradition of it, and like just kind of like the community surrounding it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like Mabatma and all those, you know, going to those festivals and just being able to kind of go and play, and everybody's real kind, and there's certainly a hierarchy, but there's also there's a place for everyone, you know.
Yeah. What are you playing at the concert this Sunday?
Well, I'll probably do most of my originals, and then I'll just throw in a few cover tunes here and there. I like playing the original stuff because I feel like that's kind of what I'd like to gear myself towards. I mean, anybody can be in a cover band, and that's my kind of my issue with sometimes when I play at places, they want me to play for like 3 hours and stuff, so I don't get very many opportunities to just kind of do my own thing. And so this one's going to afford me to do that, which is pretty cool.
Well, speaking of funny things that happen when you go out and play somewhere, I noticed that you played at Can Can Wonderland, which I've been to. Describe that place and what it was like to play there.
Well, that place is like a seizure in a warehouse. It's just flashing lights and like all kinds of stuff. It's an awesome place. The problem with that place, the side of the that we played on, it's still very loud in there, and so it's kind of difficult, but the guy with the sound, he did a really good job. And it's just kind of a fun little spot. I do feel like it's kind of geared more towards bands and stuff for that kind of thing. So it was kind of difficult as a solo person. But I have gone there. Actually, the band you just played, Miss Myra, is one of my best friends.
Oh, nice.
And so me and her sometimes just go there, and they let people kind of stand in the hallway and just play. And so we've done that a couple times, and her band's played there, and Miss Meyer and the Moonshiners has played there quite a few times, and that's a good spot for them. But it's still cool that they have, like, I mean, it's just really a cool place as far as incorporating all kinds of different arts and stuff. I really like that about it.
Yeah, it's mini golf that is very artistic, not very skillful, but very artistic, and then the food and other places and the art that's all over. So it's obviously really a lot of fun. So your album Trouble has been out for a while now, about 3 years mm-hmm. or 2.5 years. How has that been received?
I feel like it's not as what is received as the first album. The first album is with a band. That band is now defunct. But the music is still mine, and so that's kind of still the stuff I play. I've sold all of them out, so let's put it that way. But I have not honestly gotten any feedback. A lot of people, I've gotten some feedback. Some people really love it. But the weird part about it is that the recording itself is kind of lo-fi, I would say. So it's not as clean as some things might be, but I actually love that about it. Like one of the songs, especially like Trouble, for instance, I don't know if you could hear that in the background, but like I'm sitting next to a fire. And so there's actually like you can hear the noises in there. And then the way we did the recording, we were in Hewitt actually. And my friend Michael Dagan, who runs the Nemeth Art Center, he engineered the album. And so all of the reverb and everything is actually, we didn't use any effects so it's all natural reverb. We recorded it in the old Oddfellows Hall in Hewitt. And so it's kind of it's interesting to me, and like I love it myself, but I think a lot of people are like so used to just really clean sounding recordings that they just, I don't know, it probably just hits them in a different way, you know?
Yeah, but it seems like it's all the song but one are written by you, so it's a good taste of what you're capable of doing and your music, so we've enjoyed playing it here.
Well, that's really nice to hear, because, yeah, I think a lot of times people are just uncomfortable sometimes letting you know if they like your stuff. I'm not sure, but I think it was a good shot, and it's hard to do this solo thing after having a band, because bands are just more, you know, they're more lively and stuff, but I have really kind of just latched onto playing solo, and I think I'm just going to ride that out for a while.
So will you hold on to the Amanda standalone name then?
I think so. The only problem with that is like sometimes I feel like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because I find myself pretty much that is kind of the truth. But I always think about it. My dad has a nickname for me called Tilda Bogan, and I always thought it would be really fun to do like a children's thing.
Oh, there you go.
Like, yeah, and like, I mean, yeah, but I just feel like I've established the name enough that I shouldn't probably go with anything else. It'd be like starting over. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, Amanda, I just have a question. Where is the intersection between jug band music and punk rock?
Well, I don't know that there is one. I think most of it's just the DIY sentiment, the do-it-yourself thing. You know, so like most of the punk rock bands, when I was in a punk rock band, we did everything ourselves. But actually, what's interesting about that is like nowadays, everybody's doing it themselves because the internet really just like changed everything. So I think there's a lot of intersections between all of the types of music and just how it's done. But I think with like punk rock too, is kind of like that grittiness. There's a little bit of, it's usually like, you're not going to see like rich folks playing jug band music, generally speaking. It's kind of a poor folk music, both of them. So I think that's kind of my idea behind that, I guess.
Great. Well, we look forward to hearing you on Sunday at Farm by the Lake in Bagley. The concert's at 4:00, and we wish you well. Thanks for being on here today.
Well, thank you. And I might possibly tomorrow night actually be playing at Palmer House and Stock Center as well. So if anybody would like to stop by there around 8 or 9 p.m.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. But yes, looking forward to being in Bagley and hanging out. And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great to have you here. That's Amanda Standalone. You can see her for free live in an outdoor setting at Farm by the Lake in Bagley this Sunday. Here's Sasha Mercedes with her song Easier Said on Center Stage Minnesota.
Crazy town lifts you up, then whips you down, and my stomach gets hollow from the bitter pill I swallowed. It was fun for a while, but the honeymoon is over now, and I feel like I've been beguiled. Why must you look so pretty, be so cruel? I'm the fool. Wish I could walk away. It's easier said than done. And it's miles to the next highway. So I'd better run, run. I hate waiting. I hate cowboys and dating. I want certainty. Want you to cut these ropes and drift with me. I miss the holding on. I never get enough. Every time I open my eyes, it's all gone. Why must you look so pretty, be so cruel? I thought I did everything right. Once again, I'm the fool. Wish I could walk away. It's easier said than done. And it's miles to the next highway. So I better run, run. Was that doubt on your tongue when you told me what's done is done, or just a trick? You know, honey, with me, your lies won't stick. The end of the rope is near. Collect yourself, cause we're getting the hell out of here. Why must you look so pretty, be so cruel? I thought I did everything right. Once again, I'm the fool. Wish I could walk away. It's easier said than done. You look so pretty and be so cruel. Thought I did everything right. Once again, I'm a fool. Wish I could walk away. It's easier said than done. And it's miles to the next highway. So I better run, run.
Hold back the sun. Boiling on my skin. Boiling on my skin. Barely begun. We're cornered, rabbits in a cage, rabbits in a cage. While wars all around us rage, all around us rage. Want to lay down. Mm-hmm. can't stop. Wipe a tear from a face. Wipe a tear from a face. Teeth cannot chew. Before the greed. Before the greed. Gave man more than he needs. More than he needs. Hold back the sun. Hold back the sun. Boiling on my skin. Boiling on my skin.
You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Brett Carter. This is Center Stage Minnesota. Did I say that? I think I did. And we bring you music from Minnesota every week from all the corners of the state, plus that little bump at the top and that little bump over by Fargo or south of Fargo. And that's Morehead, I should say. And then that, the angle down in the lower right-hand side of the state and all those places.
All the corners, all the bumps. And Center Stage Minnesota is a show that actually introduces us to Minnesota music and musicians, some of their history, some of who they are, and it supports the local music scene as well. And you heard earlier today from Amanda Standalone, who'll be playing in Bagley this weekend, and we hear from a lot of our local musicians. I think the Crow Wings were in there. We're hearing from the Crow Wings, and we hear from a lot of folks that make music around this great state of Minnesota.
Spread the glow on the windshield. Living is living, living is done. Us off the property. Living is living, living is done. My hometown, another pipe dream, nightmare oil running to the stream. Money's running everything. Living is living, living is done. Week to live, your week turns cold. How do you watch your daddy grow? And how do I stay steady trying? When living is living, living is done.
Red shoes made in mail, and everyone wants to be my friend, but this girl is staying home tonight. I've got my black dress fitting fine, and all I got on my hands is time, but this girl is staying home tonight. You see, I've been watching all my P's and Q's. You, I know you come a foreign few. So baby, won't you stay home with me tonight? The radio is playing all our songs,
and the sun, it won't be up for long. So come on, baby, let's rock this house tonight. Let's stay home, you and me, what a pair. Oh, baby, a baby, a baby. Oh, baby, won't you please stay home with me tonight, yeah. Come on, baby, let's rock this house tonight. I said, come on, baby, won't you please stay home with me tonight.
You can't rush the line. You can't.
Maggie, that song was called Minnesota. Did I play the right one? The Lines, it was called. The Line. Sorry, she said that about 1,000 times. I should remember that. But what I like about this album, it's the band's called Hot Date, and the album's called Spaces. And her album, or their album, they say, is celebrating women and reconciling the past. And the thing that they're reconciling is that family and hometown is okay. Isn't that interesting? I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I think family and hometown are definitely okay. They're big.
Yeah, but big for all humans. You know, for some people, and probably particularly for artists, they have to escape their hometown to do their art. Some people, not all people, but some people do. And I think when a person actually, they must be thinking about it, and when they actually think about it and think, okay, maybe the town I grew up in wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah, some people go to Nashville, some go to Austin, you know, some go to different music towns. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Minnesota is okay.
This next band, I think it was last summer, they were in Bemidji for the Waterfront series. I think it might have been last year. Mississippi Music on the Bemidji Waterfront. I've been trying to learn that phrase. And it's the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, and it's never what I expect. Every time I say the name of the band, I expect something different. So let's hear what it is this time on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Thank you. counting headlights, cold on Fathom Lane. Get a late ride, roll back home again. Mile one, mile two, mile three, I can't hardly stand you. Mile four, mile five, mile six, you say there's nothing there, but I keep on rolling home. Into Shreveport, bathed in wicked light. Found an old door, knocked with all my might. 101, 102, 103, my mind it starts to change. 104, 105, 106, says there's nothing there, but I keep on rolling home. In the river, baptized in delight, spins a cauldron deep down into night. 10:01, 10:02, 10:03, I guess I'm nearly there. 10:04, 10:05, 10:06, do I even dare? Do I keep on rolling home? On arrival, is this here I see? No denial, rolls back home to me. Mile six, mile five, mile four, I can hardly blame.
Yeah. all the way home.
That's Vicki Emerson on Center Stage Minnesota with her song Follow the Moon. Vicki is part of the duo that makes up the Home Fires now. They've been traveling around under that name with Sarah Morris. And they were here at the Rife Center in December this last year. So that's fun. Let's listen to Janava Magnus on Center Stage Minnesota.
Around this boring town and somewhere between the reds and greens of the streetlights, I'll find you. Now I probably won't hate, but maybe I will in all the tears I cry over the milk I spill will form a beautiful stream that flows wild and free from the fountains of the brokenhearted. Now you're still moving on and I'm still going strong, but it won't be long till I'm cracking. Far and see, I can tell that you're doing taking another shot of that whiskey down, and I'll pick another jewel off my fool's gold crown, 'cause I'm the ruler of the fools in love in the kingdom of the brokenhearted. Now I said I wouldn't call, hey boy, maybe I will, and watch the water fall over the dam I built, and when the levees all break, then every mistake will rush me back to where I started, where you're still moving on.
in hesitation on each moment that you chose emptiness instead of salvation. But I'm the truth, I'm the life and the way. I can give you eternal love and make you safe. Just ask me to save you and make your heart clean. All through the blood of my son, the battle's already won.
That's Wayward off the Horizon EP, and the song is called Cling to My Hands. Jonathan Edwards is his name, and I kept expecting a hymn when I heard that name the first time, because Jonathan Edwards, I think, wrote some very famous hymns, or at least preached some good sermons back in the day from horseback. That's an interesting song, because normally Jonathan does all the music himself with looping pedals and guitar and stuff. So that one was obviously a full band. So it's always exciting to see what musicians will do with their music when they have a chance to have a band behind them. Reina Del Cid and the Citizens before that. And Janova Magnus just knocked your socks off, I hope, with Back to Blue on her most recent album. I'm pretty sure she was nominated for a Grammy Award for that album, but I don't think she won.
Right, and she's from Minnesota. She doesn't necessarily still live here, right?
No, I think she probably only lived here for about 3 years or so. Oh, she was okay. A foster kid, and she was just around the system, and I think it's kind of a tough upbringing for her. But she was very influenced. I think it might have been a little longer than that, because she kind of like jumped out of school and into the music scene and sang background at recording studios and worked at a record store and stuff for a while. And then somehow with that big voice found a place that someone was willing to listen to her and hit it kind of big for
talent.
Her area.
Yeah.
I just love her. I think she's amazing.
You are listening to Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. This is the program every Friday evening from 2 to 4 and repeated from 10 to midnight. That is about the music, the venues, the concerts, all the things you can hear musically around the great state of Minnesota. That's Brett Carter. He's your host, and I'm Maggie Montgomery.
This little bit of odd music from the Idle Hands on Center Stage,
Minnesota. You always play odd music, Brett.
I hope it's oddly interesting.
Bye. She liked the way it suited her, yeah. It gave her sanctity. Met a gypsy fortune teller, a julep, lovers by the score. You say we'll see, yeah, you raise a glass, but not with this one, no, not with this one, no. I know they say you wasted your youth, well, you wasted their lives with shame. Take it loose, and then we make it right. Oh, my friends coming out tonight. Oh, my friends coming out tonight. Oh, my friends coming out tonight. We take it loose, and then we make it right. Everybody gets a fail. Oh!
I'm John Bauer from Northern Community Radio. I dig a freshly chalked batter's box. I dig the smell of hot roofing tar. I dig all dogs. I dig the sounds a chickadee makes, and especially, I dig the smell behind a donkey's ear. If everyone had a donkey, the world would be a better place.
Remember, call before you dig, 800-662-5799.
Should be mad at all that stuff I've been put through. I should be mad at all those people that I always knew I knew. I should be mad at all the lessons that I was learning when I grew. But I can't be mad now that I have met you. No, I can't be mad now that I have met you. So push me out in a small boat way out to sea, so I can look back at those painful things that have happened to me. 'Cause they're worth it, whoa. 'Cause they're worth it. Said, are you still trying to escape from all your bitterness and your hatred and all your damning rage? Don't let it seep into your bones. Don't lock yourself in your own cage. Let it go. It's your heart that's releasing. Let it go. Your heart that's really sane. So push me out in a small boat way out to sea, so I can look back at those silly things that have happened to me. 'Cause they're worth it, whoa. 'Cause they're worth it. Should be mad at all that stuff I've been put through. I should be mad at all those people that I always knew I knew. I should be mad at all the lessons that I would learn when I grew. But I can't be mad now that I have met you. 'Cause you're worth it, whoa. You're worth it, whoa. You're worth it, whoa. You're worth it, whoa.
I'm so happy to be here with you, Maggie. Thanks for sitting in with me today.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. And you always play something crazy, but then that last song was very pleasant.
That was a nice, pleasant song. That's Good Morning Bedlam. They've been in Bemidji many times and Grand Rapids many times. I'm sure they've been other places in the area too. They like coming up north, and they're very interesting. And I think we interviewed them with all four, at least four of them in the studio, and that's always exciting.
And that's Bedlam.
It is, and they have a wonderful sound on their albums, and I think they have their own. If I remember right, they have their own record producing company now too. So they're really working it. Here's Dylan Hicks ending this version of Center Stage Minnesota off his album Add Out. The name of this song is Interested Party.
Meanwhile, back at the copy store, I loosely work till 3 or 4. My eyes were red and underscored. Most things in life are crashing bore, but you were interesting to me. Interesting to me. Standing by the doomed elm tree, I, your interested party. Our knees were strong, our sweaters torn, and soon we bought a baby Bjorn. I put away my flugelhorn. My jokes, perhaps they got shopworn, but you were interesting to me. Interesting to me. Standing by the jamboree, you're interested in party. Stuck like celery strands. Please row your boat on concert grounds. That's one more thing in ampersand, but you're still interesting to me. Interesting to me. Standing by the doomed ash tree, I'm your interested party. Sidewalk boogaloo.